Welcome to Let the Children Fly, where we empower families one parent at a time. Today I want to talk to you about the building bricks or the building blocks of your child's faith. I feel like this is so important for families to understand because our culture is so different than what it was just even 50 years ago. Joel 1:2 says, "Hear this, you elders." Parents, you would be considered elders here. "Listen, and all who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors?" Verse 3, "Tell it to your children and let your children tell it to their children and their children to the next generation." So what is this verse talking about? It was talking about their obedience to the Lord, and it's talking about the faithfulness of the Lord, and it's talking about sharing those stories with our children so that they have them written on their hearts so that they can pass them on to their children's children. Again, culture many, many years ago was much more verbal. Today, it's much more technical, technology. And so, you know, everybody used to sit around the living room and sitting outside and sipping lemonade, and everybody would share stories of the past of what God has done, or remember when this happened to great-grandfather, or remember the story of grandmother over here. And children were just naturally in the culture of hearing more of those stories. But I feel like in today's age, more than ever, it is super important that our children of the smallest of age are hearing of what has happened in their parents' life when they were younger. As they've been walking out their faith, they need to hear about grandparents. They need to hear about great-grandparents. You elders, you parents, are the gateway. You are the gatekeeper. You are the bridge between the generational line. And what I encourage you to do is I encourage you to sit around the dinner table or call a family meeting and share some stories. Share your salvation story. Did Grandma and Grandpa know the Lord? Share the story of how they got to know Him or what their childhood was like. Share a time that you saw Jesus come through for you. Maybe you were afraid. Maybe you had a need. Maybe there was a provision story. Make sure you're passing those on to your children. Children love stories, and they love even more hearing the stories of their own lives. I remember when my mom, when we were growing up, she would always tell us the birth story on our birthday. And after, you know, we got about 8, 9, 10 years old, we could recite the story ourselves. You know, she would tell it in great detail, down to what she was wearing and what the weather was like. And it got to the point where we kind of would almost roll our eyes a little bit. We're like, Mom, we know the story. We know the story. But I tell you, she passed away before I had my own children. And I can tell you, I am so grateful that I know the details of my birth story because my mother was so faithful to pass that on. Nobody would have known that she would have passed on before my kids were born. And what a gift that was to be able to have that story etched into my own heart. I tell my children their birth story often, maybe potentially with some eye rolling, but I know that in good time it'll become important to them as well. But even more so than the natural stories, it's so important to be able to tell them the spiritual stories. Now, some of you are going to say, "I don't know my parents' salvation story," or "I don't know." Then I encourage you as a family to form an investigative team. Form an investigative team and start questioning grandparents and great-grandparents if they're still alive today. Question aunts and uncles and cousins. Ask them questions about their stories. They have valuable information that your children need to know as part of their story and their faith walk with Jesus. It's part of their spiritual inheritance that gets passed down from the ages. I also will say in closing that I did this for my dad as well as my grandmother, is I just simply became a student of their life. And I would ask them questions. Sometimes I would even scribble it on a napkin and I would send it to them and I would say, "Would you answer this question for me?" And they would write it all down. Very informal. It didn't matter how perfect the writing was. It just mattered that the story was getting passed down. I ended up creating a book, one of my grandparents' life from birth to passing, as well as for my dad. And let me tell you, it is such a keepsake to be able to pass on to my children. This is your grandfather who was strong, had an anointing in business. This is what your bloodline looks like. These are who these people are. So, all right, be blessed as you pass on those stories to your own children.